with law. You tell them what you are paying them to do and tell them to get it done. And then you back them with your willingness to write, petition, testify, demand. And I will guarantee you it will not even get that far if you who are participants, which is everybody in this room and everyone in my listening audience, if you write to Mr. Green, Mr. Horton, Mr. Abbott, Mr. Fort, everybody, and you copy everybody, the word of the citizen will be heard only if you use your voice. And your voice will not be heard, but the word will be read if you send it enough times. It has zip to do with Dorma and EJ anymore. It is you, don't you see? They could stop what they are doing this minute. They would certainly be no worse off than they have ever been, and they would be fine. In fact, they... I said when we began this journey here, as some of you came in before, actually many of you came. There were one or two. Audrey and Eric were at the very first meeting in which I presented in Tehachapi through Tuida. We've come a long way. And I said at that time, and I have repeated it periodically, walk with me, it will be fine. I will see to it. But you will have to walk with me, and you'll have to do what I ask you to do, and it will be fine. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. And it will be a glorious journey. I will give you what you need. Even if you perceive it not to be enough. And it will be fine. And like children, you stumbled along. And you got a little bit more secure, and a little bit more secure, and a little bit more secure. And now some of you have hung in here like the cat by its nails. But you've got strong nails now, don't you? Or broken ones. You should see those parrots of Overly and Dorma to get pecking order down pretty good. Only they do it by tail feathers. You know, I'll get your tail feather and I'll pluck it out or break it off. They are an embarrassment to the Amazon. But a delightful example in growing together, playing together, sharing. None of you have starved to death, even if you thought you would. I want every one of you to take a moment as you leave here to ponder what you were doing, where you were, what joy you were sharing before you came here. Obviously, it's better, or you wouldn't have stayed. no matter how bad it may have been. That's where we're going. And that's where you have been. You have been growing up. It's like the little advertisement. All dressed up like mommy. What is there to do now? Just grow up. Just have to wait to grow up. But waiting and patience is not the same as lazy inaction or insecure inaction. If you're insecure, then talk amongst yourselves. I'm not going to let you dive off of the cliff. I may let you fall off. I will not let you fall off the way. But if you exclude me and you go jump off the cliff, it's all the way, brother. Don't be in the final testing of God. You will fall short. It is not your right to test God. Doubt Him, prove Him. Always come into alignment with Him. But don't you do such a thing as assume that God would ever order you, for instance, to take your child on a mountain and lay him on an altar and threaten him with a knife. That is the lie of all lies. God will not ever test you like that. That you would have to make a choice in the face of the laws of God to prove yourself to Him. That is a lie. Do not stand out there and say, God, I dare you to strike me down. Because you don't know what striking down means. And maybe lightning will not come out of the sky and strike you. But God has absolutely infinite ways of zapping hell out of you. And there's always the testing. I'm sorry, but the mission is magnificent. And you don't want a lousy team. I can deal with a lousy team. I want to tell you, precious brothers, you cannot afford to. Because you are going to be responsible for the team members you bring in or allow in. I don't have to be. But you have to serve with them. So you're going to have to get discerning. You do not need ever judge anybody. Not a moment of anybody. But you sure better start discerning action. And those who just don't have time to be interested in what it is you're offering, you better begin to just mark them off and let them go aside. And when we talk of rewards, I'm going to tell you that there are two or three couples and people
who have served so unstintingly as to allow us to get to this day, and they still offer more. And the next problem they're going to have is, what do they do with the reward? What a miserable problem to face, right? It's going to happen. You're going to see to it that it is going to happen. And if your attitude is right, you are going to be inundated in the good things that are going to come upon you, even as everything around you decays. Because you will create that island that allows this. You are only limited by the lack of your creative ideas. And yet, one big bugaboo always is there. We do have to deal with the wherewithal of the barter system of the environment. Will you succeed or fail when that excuse is taken away from you? We'll see, won't we? We will see, because I have promised that, and I will see to it that it happens. And all my scribe of little faith, she says, God, I'm relieved. Let's go celebrate. When we talk about phases, you're already in the next one. Don't be caught dawdling. But I would say this to Mike, of all the ones in the room. Make it happen. Make it happen. You think you can't? Oh, yes, you can. You take what is in your personal capability to make it happen. And you ain't got no problem, nowhere, no time. And can you turn around this world? Indeed, you can. Your enemy is already eating himself alive. It depends on what you mean. It depends on what you demand. Because when you get ready to demand that you will not go through an Armageddon, you will get yourself off this place and into the perfection that is waiting for you. Or you will send all the rest away and you'll make it just fine. So, in answer to the question of what will be, I ask you, what will it be? I await your wishes. Salute.